Live at the Palace at Penn High School with Vince D'Addario, Sean Stiers. It is Mishawaka and John Adams in the sectional opener here tonight. It'll be Riley and Penn after this game. The announced time is 7:30. I'm guessing closer to 8, don't you think?
I think that for Lucky is a fairly solid bet right there.
Right. Give the starting lineups for tonight's game. First for the Adams Eagles, a 6'1 senior averaging 12.7 points a game, Ben Foster. A 6'2 sophomore averaging 4.6 a game, Lynn King. A 5'11 sophomore averaging 10.9 points per game, Quintez Columbus. A 6'1 sophomore averaging 11.8 points per game, Sidney Jeffries. And a 6'1 senior averaging 16 points and a team best 9.3 rebounds, Shaq Johnson. Adams coached by Chad Johnston in his second year at Adams, 17th overall as a head coach. For Mishawaka, it's 5'9 senior Sam Shively, who averages 7.1 a game. That's on the rise. A 5'9 senior guard averaging 11.8 a game, a team best 11.8, Grant Jablonski. A 6'1 senior averaging 9 points a game, also on the rise, A.J. Rosebush. A 5'10 junior averaging 6.6 a game, Donovan Snyder. And a 6'3 senior averaging 4.6 points and 4.6 rebounds, Brayshawn White. And they are at center court to jump it up. And the tip will be controlled by the Eagles, dressed out in their road blue uniforms, white numbers, red trim. Mishawaka dressed in home whites with maroon numbers and gray trim. King swings it over. Columbus with a basketball from the free throw line. The jump shot won't go off Brayshawn White's hand and out of bounds. Adams moving left to right here in the first half. Ron Heklinski as Brayshawn White denies the inbound pass. Loose ball, Shively, or Jablonski rather, down to get it, and it ends up being Ron Heklinski who picks it up. Heklinski in his second season as the head coach at Mishawaka, 27th overall, 394 career wins. For Chad Johnson, it is 219 career wins. Down to the corner, Foster takes a three that does not go, and Shively clears it out of there. Foster, 0 for 10 from the field, had just 2 points against Mishawaka in the first meeting, and again, he averages just under 13 a game. Him they did a good job defensively with. It was Shaq Johnson who was another story.
Yeah, absolutely. They got two big gamers, and they shut down one, but you're going to have to shut down both of them.
Brayshawn White drives into the lane, kicks it back out to the wing. Now down to the corner, Shively, and the three is good.
And nice little extra pass there, too. Rosebush kind of did a head fake like he was going to take the shot, got it over to Shively in the corner for the wide open three.
3-0, Mishawaka takes the early lead. And again, the last sectional first round win as Foster answers with a three, and we are tied at three. The last first round sectional win for Mishawaka was in 2011. Brayshawn White flashes out to take it on the right side. Over to the left, Jablonski up and down, gives it up. Jablonski has had a harder time finding the three lately. He's had some good clean looks. They just haven't fallen as often as they did early on. And traveling called on Brayshawn White as he tumbles into the lane.
Yeah, and probably a good call there. I mean, he kind of saw a window, tried to drive to the basket, but then kind of went in under, out of control, was falling down, and so a good call on the travel there. But I like the decision to drive the ball to the basket.
Jeffries for Adams with a basketball. Passes left to King. Now down to the corner, Columbus a three that doesn't go. And Grant Jablonski had the rebound in his hand, and the first foul of the game is coming on the Eagles. It is going to be Ben Foster called for it. The first quarter, of course, brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. 3-3.
I think both teams were surprised when that ball didn't catch any of the basket. And kind of a foul from behind there on Foster, just out of surprise that they didn't have to jump up for the rebound.
Rosebush gives it up to Jablonski, dribbles between the circles with the left hand to the wing, has it smacked momentarily by Jeffries, picks it back up in front of the Adams bench, goes down to the corner and stops and is pinned down there, calling for timeout. He'll be granted one. Jeffries just smothering Jablonski defensively, and Grant takes time. 5:41 to play in the Kevin Punts of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Adams and Mishawaka tied at 3 on WSBT. 3-3. Mishawaka and Adams tied with 5:41 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Sam Shively on the baseline, inbounds to Rosebush, who dribbles it outside, guarded by Shaq Johnson. He'll hand it off to Donovan Snyder, who passes around to the right, to the wing to Shively. Looks inside. Jablonski with it, guarded by Jeffries. White sets a screen, and they're going to call a foul on him.
That's tough. I mean, he was not set, so I guess that obviously is the basis for the call. But it's almost like he let him hit, and then he was trying to get out of the way.
He wasn't set, but he established position. He was right there before the defender.
And it wasn't like he was moving his feet to stay in front of the defender. He was trying to get out of the way, but I guess
he kind of flashed and tried to hop back.
Right. Yep. Letter of the law, it was a moving screen.
Yep. 3-3, 5:27 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Columbus to Jeffries on the right wing. Ball fake right, back to the left it goes. Foster will bounce it down to Shaq Johnson. Back out to Foster. Crossover, stops it off to Columbus. Gives it up, gets it back. Foster from the corner, fouled on the three-point try by Jablonski.
Ooh, tough place to foul over there in the corner. I mean, he was wide open. Jablonski was late getting there and maybe got a piece of the body.
Foster is Adams' only point so far. He hit a three from that same spot, the left corner, earlier at the free throw line. It hits the lip and crawls off. He is a 62% free throw shooter, 45 out of 73 this season. The first meeting between these two teams, he was 0 for 10 from the floor, including 0 for 4 on three-point tries. He hits the second free throw and gives Adams a 4-3 advantage.
I'm in no way surprised to see Foster taking a lot of shots here because, as we mentioned, he didn't do very well offensively in the last meeting, so he wants to get himself established early.
5-3, Adams takes the lead over Mishawaka. Sam Shively, an early three for the Cavemen's only point so far. Donovan Snyder drives, knocked away from him, but Adams, as they went for the steal, was on the baseline, and it'll stay Cavemen basketball.
Well, that was good defense there by Adams, too. They were able to double team. Was that Jablonski that was going down there?
Snyder.
It was Snyder. And they able to knock the ball loose, but they were standing on the end line.
Boggs is in. Jablonski from the left corner buries the three-pointer. Mishawaka leads 6-5. Now falling down is Jeffries at the other end. Snyder has it, looking for someone, finds him. And it is Jablonski. Long pass up court, and the layup is good by Alex Boggs, who had just checked in.
Yeah, good heads up there by Mishawaka, able to find a streaking Boggs all the way, three-quarter court pass. Able to not even put the ball on the ground, up for the layup.
Mishawaka leads 8-5, 4:23 to play in the Kevin Putz first quarter. Pretty good crowd on hand as fans continue to trickle in. This early game, the first of two, we'll have tonight from Penn here on 96.1 WSBT. Entry pass and a jump ball is called as Alex Boggs gets his hands on it. It was intended for Shaq Johnson.
Yeah, good hands by Boggs. They know that Adams wants to get that ball inside to Shaq Johnson and doing a good job getting into the passing lane and forcing the jump ball.
4:08 to play in the Kevin Putz, the First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Sam Shively walks it up court. Columbus picks him up as he crosses half court. Goes to the right, passes to the left. A.J. Rosebush dribbles with the left hand, a little probe, and then stops and pivots, looking back, and Grant Jablonski over and back. He probably not the best pass, but Rosebush really didn't have anywhere to go.
Yeah, he was stuck there at the top of the key looking for some help and tried to float it over the top of Ben Foster from Adams, and Jablonski went up and got it, but half his foot was on the other side of the end of the half-court stripe.
Yep, the left foot was in front court. The right foot was, as Vince said, halfway in back court. 8-5, and another steal of the entry pass. Donovan Snyder with quick hands in there, and Mishawaka already better at that tonight.
I am loving the defense right now by Mishawaka, getting in the passing lanes, active hands, creating turnovers.
Drive by Rosebush, denied and knocked out of bounds. They'll say he touched it last, and it will go over to Adams. 8-5, Mishawaka leads John Adams, 3:28 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter as Riley players trickle in. They're sitting down in front of us. We're in the upper level here of the stands. Quintez Columbus pulls up, air ball from 18, Boggs with the rebound. Donovan Snyder, trouble in backcourt, switches from left hand to right, goes over, and as he gets in front court, passes to Rosebush. Now back over to the left again to Snyder. Boggs at the high post, hands it off for Shively. Stops and passes outside. Mishawaka by three with just under three to play in the Kevin Putz, a First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Boggs with a left hand, pulls up, left elbow, and the jump shot swishes the nylon.
How about the offense there by Boggs coming in? Little dribble drive, pickup for that, 12-footer? That was impressive. I like the offense from the young man.
Boggs had 16 points in early January against Jimtown. I think the most he's had since then was the six he had against St. Joe on Friday as Mishawaka takes a 10-5 lead. There was a missed shot. And Boggs is called for the foul. A missed shot by Adams. Shaq Johnson, who got his own offensive rebound, will head to the free throw line. Johnson, a 56% free throw shooter, puts the first one up and buries it quickly.
There's the point of emphasis right there. Shaq Johnson allowed to get that offensive board, and he went back up. Obviously, he missed it because he got fouled, but now he's at the free throw line trying to put points on the board.
Johnson with another one coming. He averages 16 points a game. And a lane violation on Adams.
Yeah, I think they called it on Johnson. At least that's the way it looked like the official was pointing, that he crossed the free throw line before the ball hit the rim.
Mishawaka with a 10-6 lead after Shaq Johnson hit the first free throw and then a lane violation called on the second. And C.J. Fisher is in the ball game for the first time. C.J. averaging 1.5 points a game. A 6'1 senior guard. 10-6, Mishawaka leads. Jablonski had it stripped away from him. It pops in the air and he gets it back. He tries to bounce it inside for Snyder, but Adams comes up with a steal and now a foul at half court. I think everyone coming in the gym right now is going down the stairs right in front of us.
Absolutely. A tough one there for Shively. The Adams player ended up tripping over Shively, so they had to call the foul. It was not malicious in any way. It wasn't a Duke situation, but foul called on Shively.
10-6, Mishawaka leads. Adams with the basketball. 2:05 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Chuck Worsham is in the game for Adams. He is their only substitution so far. He'll pull up from 17, missed the jump shot. Johnson with the rebound, passes outside, up fake by Jeffries. He'll give it up, and Columbus cues a three and knocks it down.
Well, so far, the offensive boards that Adams been able to get, they've been able to put points on the board.
Another three, and that one goes through for Quintez Columbus, who shoots at just a 23% clip from long range. The Mishawaka lead is one with 1.5 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Snyder on the left wing, hands in the air. The defender, Worsham, out there. Jablonski on the right, drives on King. Down to the baseline, puts it up and gets fouled as the ball hits the side of the backboard.
Well, definitely a mismatch there in the favor of Mishawaka since they're on offense. A much bigger Lynn King on a quicker Grant Jablonski. He was able to get down and draw the foul on the drive.
It was right around the game where these two teams played the first time, where Jablonski, where we saw him become more of a driver, working off that three-pointer, and he hit 11 out of 12 free throws in that game as he hits the first one here. He had 18 points in that game, and I think that's kind of been his high water mark since then, because he's been a little hit and miss since then with some. Again, the shots have looked good leaving his hand, yeah, but they just, for whatever reason, haven't gone through.
Well, and good players find other ways to score, and I think that's been the evolution of his game as a senior. He's found other ways to score besides the three-point line.
Jablonski hit both threes, and then a pull-up jumper from 18 by Columbus hit the lip and the backboard and falls through. And Mishawaka's lead is 12-11 with exactly 1 minute to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. In the game for the first time, Devon Parker for Mishawaka, and an offensive foul is coming on the Cavemen.
Yeah, it's a tough call. I mean, I guess from far away it looked like he came in out of control, but he kind of was tripped. And we're talking about C.J. Fisher. He was kind of tripped going into the lane, and then his top half got in there before his bottom half, and they call the offensive charge.
50 seconds to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Mishawaka 12, Adams 11. From the left, Worsham drives. His scoop shot won't go. Boggs has the rebound for Mishawaka. With 37 seconds to play in the first quarter, the Cavemen can play for the shot. Fisher looking to set up a screen. Shively goes to the left with Jeffries on his hip defensively. Over the right, Parker, their quickest player out there on the floor. Lost the handle as Worsham knocked it away, gets it back, passes out between the circles to Shively. 18 to play in the first quarter. Shively goes left, hands it off to Jablonski, deep on the wing. Jeffries stays close to him. Jablonski even deeper, finds a way to break free as Fisher sets a screen. He spins and a steal by Worsham. Fisher back defensively, staying in front of him, and Fisher is going to be called for the offense, or the blocking
block.
Foul.
Yeah, the block. Looked like a bit of a forearm shiver there by Worsham when he came into the lane, but they're going to call that on Fisher, which will be his second.
Well, again, like before, it looked like he got back and had a position established as Worsham came into him, but that is just that's actually the sixth foul on the Cavemen. 2.3 to play in the quarter. Inbound, and Adams is not going to get a shot off. Actually, it looked like they got maybe an extra second.
Yeah, I think
that
was a bit of a slow trigger finger there on the clock.
That's right.
But either way, they didn't get a shot off because Grant Jablonski was able to get his hands in there and deflect the inbound pass.
At the end of one quarter, it's Mishawaka 12 and John Adams 11. The Cavemen with a one-point lead at the end of the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. After a timeout, we're back with second quarter action. A 96-1 WSBT, the sports zone. Second quarter begins, and after an Adams inbound, Devon Parker knocks it out of bounds near the Cavemen bench on the near side. Adams going left to right here in the first half, and a high pass is deflected off Worsham's hand and out of bounds on the far side where the Mishawaka fan section is.
Columbus was anticipating Worsham getting over there into the corner, but he was kind of bumped and stopped, and the pass was a little too high, a little too strong.
12-11, Mishawaka leads Adams. 15 seconds into the second quarter. Alex Boggs on the right wing, looks inside, bounces it out to Shively. Now Donovan Snyder on the left wing. Snyder with Foster guarding him. Dribbles with the right hand, bounces it out to Shively, who comes off the box screen down to the baseline, pulls up from 16, doesn't go. Worsham has the Adams rebound. Adams down by one. Johnson has it stripped away by Rosebush, and the rebound is taken by Snyder. He loses the handle down to the right corner. Shively was open for three momentarily, didn't take it though. Skips into the lane and has it knocked away. Jeffries bounces it up to Foster, misses the layup. Jeffries, the follow doesn't go, and Rosebush takes the rebound for Mishawaka. On the right, Shively drives and pulls up from 15 and gets fouled going up.
Yeah, quick little, we don't really see Mishawaka going up and down the court quite as fast as they are, which you would think would play into the hands of Adams, but Mishawaka kind of still maintaining that one-point lead, and Shively at the free throw line to extend that lead a little bit.
Shively, a 78% free throw shooter, and I think that was that Lynn King they called it on?
Worsham.
Oh, it was Worsham, okay. So it was Chuck Worsham's first. Shively misses the free throw. Shively, in the first meeting between these two teams, scored 13 points. He was 5 of 6 at the line and 4 out of 9 from the floor. Alex Boggs sits down after some quality minutes. Shively with one more free throw coming. It is up. It hits the lip, and it crawls through. Shively with 4 points.
And Mishawaka is going to have to capitalize on every opportunity they get at the free throw line tonight.
Mishawaka goes a little bit smaller. 5'10 junior guard Raheem Brayton comes in. A drive by Jeffries into the lane, and he'll get fouled, taking it to the hole.
Oh, they're going to call it on Brayton.
And they're going to call Brayton. I was waiting because Shively kind of had a look on his face like he thought he was hit, but it's not. It's Raheem Brayton who just came in.
Well, I thought the same thing about Donovan Snyder. He kind of had a look on his face too, so that's why I was waiting as well.
Sidney Jeffries, who scored a game-high 20 points when these two teams played 2.5 weeks ago, hits the free throw and then hits another one. Those are his first points of this game, and we are tied at 13. On the right wing, Donovan Snyder, and a whistle and a foul off the ball. It's going to be Ben Foster called for his second.
Wow, And Ben Foster was on the complete opposite side of the court.
Yeah,
from the official that made that call. And there was two officials closer that could have made that call, but maybe he had a really good view of something we didn't see.
Not sure what that was, but like you said, the official was there. Now Raheem Brayton sits down as Brayshawn White comes in as Mishawaka goes bigger. They go from 5'10 to 6'3, so they gain 5 inches. The inbound in a tie game. Snyder bumped as he goes to the left wing by Worsham. Gives it up to Brayshawn White. He'll dribble and bounce it off to a cutting Shively. Through the lane, the jump stop, and the layup is good.
What a nice play. I don't think that pass could have been any more perfect. The way it was just sliced right in there. Bounce pass on the back door. Beautiful, beautiful play by Mishawaka.
15-13 and now 15-15 as Quintez Columbus answers at the other end. We are tied with 6:06 to play in the first half. Devon Parker heels on the arc, takes the long jump shot, doesn't go. Crashing for the rebound, Shaq Johnson for Adams. Adams a chance to take the lead. The bank shot does not go for Columbus. Brayshawn White with the caveman board. Still 15-15 with 5:46 to play in the first half. Parker dribbling, gives it up top to Brayshawn White. On the left wing, Donovan Snyder. Up top, Shively cues the three. A little bit off to the side of the rim. Quintez Columbus with a fortunate bounce clears the board. Columbus now pulls up from 16 on the left. Knocks it down and the Eagles lead 17-15.
Yeah, it was a nice little hesitation move there by Columbus, able to get inside the three-point line, knock down that jumper.
A two-point Adams lead on the left. Rosebush backs it out, passes toward the corner to Shively. He'll jump into the lane, stripped out of his hands and out of bounds, and it'll stay with the cavemen. It was the second quarter that separated this game the first time these two teams played, Vince. Adams won 67-58. They led 35-20 at halftime after outscoring the cavemen 18-8 in the second quarter.
Right, because I remember it was really close after the first quarter, and I was thinking this is exactly what Mishawaka wants to do. And then the second quarter just got away from them.
It has stayed close so far here, a two-point game. Jablonski has it stripped away. Worsham charging up court with a right hand, has it blocked as Brayshawn White comes flying out of nowhere to knock it out of bounds.
What an amazing block. I was watching the ball come down the court, and all of a sudden, White comes flying out of nowhere to just get all ball, knock that thing out of bounds.
Brayshawn White, the team leader with 7 blocks coming into this game. Columbus pulls up from the left side and hits the jump shot. He has 11 to lead all scorers. He has 11 of his team's 19 points. And Adams leads by 4 with 4.5 to play in the first half. Brayshawn White dribbling, passes to the left wing to Jablonski. Smothered out there as he tries to clear off Jeffries. Jablonski drives and bounces it off to Snyder. Out of bounds in front of the Eagle bench. It's going to be Adams basketball. Ron Heklinski wants to slow things down a little bit. He calls timeout after the turnover. 19-15. Adams leads Mishawaka. 4:19 to play in the first half. A full timeout on WS. 4:19 to play in the first half. Adams leads Mishawaka. 19-15. I was just starting to tell you, Vince, off the air, that what Adams is doing, they don't have, obviously, the overall size and length that St. Joe has, because those guys are so tall, but they're kind of doing a little bit of what St. Joe is doing, just extending that defense out, not letting Mishawaka have any room on the perimeter. And Mishawaka probably over, what, at least the last 6 minutes has really had a hard time figuring anything out to free anybody up.
Well, and when Mishawaka has struggled offensively, it's been because of that extended pressure defense. So we're out on how to defend Mishawaka, and Adams is kind of taking a page out of the other team's books.
Adams turns it over on the baseline. 4:04 to play in the first half. Midway through the second quarter, Adams leads Mishawaka 19-15. It was 12-11. Mishawaka coming into this quarter. A jump ball called as Shively drives. It'll stay with the cavemen. So, again, just simple math. Just 3 points in the first 4 minutes of this second quarter for the Mishawaka cavemen. Got to figure something out. So nearly a steal. Now it is as Boggs had it get away from him. Up court to Worsham. He will not lay it in, but the follow-up is good by Columbus.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Columbus is heating up. He's starting to do what he needs to do. I believe he's 6 for 10 now, 13 points to lead all scorers.
Jablonski did a good job getting back and getting in front of Worsham, and the shot initially missed, and there is Donovan Snyder with the three from the left wing.
Kind of stopped the bleeding there a little bit. Good job by Snyder to knock down three.
Makes it a three-point game after Adams went up by six. A drive, and Worsham lays it in.
Miscommunication there by the Cavemen. Worsham had a nice little move at the top of the key, and then he drove. No help side. He had a wide open lane to the basket.
23-18. The Adams lead is five with three to play in the first half. Shively drives on the left. Finds Jablonski in the right corner. It is a little bit short, out of bounds. They'll say Rose Bush touched it. He and Chet Johnson were battling for it.
Yeah, Mishawaka wants to stay in this and keep the score where it is. They're going to have to slow things down. Their game is not to go fast. They need to set up the half court and get some pick and rolls and get some screens and some back doors, and they need to make do with their defensive stops.
Missed shot, wide open for the rebound is King. His shot rims in and out. The follow-up goes by Sidney Jeffrey. So a couple of offensive boards there as they continue to come back and haunt Mishawaka.
Those offensive boards are absolutely killing Mishawaka right now. Every offensive board I can think of has come away with points on that possession.
Adams extends the lead to seven, and again, said it earlier in the first meeting between these two, the Eagles outscored Mishawaka 18-8 in the second quarter and never looked back. Left corner, there is Grant Jablonski with his second three-pointer of the game.
Well, and that's huge. One by Snyder, one by Jablonski to keep this thing within reach.
And a turnover by Adams. Grant Jablonski, his second three-pointer of the first half. He now has 44 this season. He came into the night 42 of 145, their top three-point shooter, but he was making them in bushels.
Absolutely.
Probably late January, early February, but he just, for whatever reason, they haven't been falling as much late. This is just his second game, I think, with 2 3-pointers in the same game in the last 3 weeks.
A sideline warning was just issued to the Mishawaka bench there. A little too much chatter, I guess, with the officials.
Uh-oh. 25-21, Adams leads by four. Mishawaka with the basketball. Devon Parker comes off the screen by Rosebush to his left. Now back to the right with a defender hounding him. Right baseline, the jump shot doesn't go, and Columbus pulls the rebound down for Adams. Jeffries up fake, drives, Jablonski keeps the body in front of him. Jeffries puts it up. It won't go. Foul on the rebound, and King, it looks like, is going to be over the back.
Oh, well, they're going to call it on
Johnson.
Adams foul, charged
with the 23, Shaquille Johnson. Johnson, that's his first.
All right, so Shaq Johnson is called for his first. Kyron McClatchy is in the game for Adams, a 5'11 sophomore. He averages 1.9 a game. He'll shoot a three a little bit. He's 5 out of 19. Mishawaka trails by four with a minute and a half to play in the first half. A screen by Rosebush. Raheem Brayton goes right. Passes it off to Boggs. Now Shively as he comes back to the left. Shively lobs it inside for Boggs. And out to the left wing it goes. The three does not go by Grant Jablonski, and an offensive rebound. I thought the whole thing was falling apart here. Missed three-pointer, foul on the rebound as Brayton goes to the floor, and it's going to be McClatchy called for his first.
Woo. I had no idea.
I thought the stands were falling down. There's all this rattling going on in front of us.
Crowd mic went down.
Dropped into the crowd by the Riley players in front of us, and thanks to the Riley guys for picking it up for us. Under a minute to play in the first half. Mishawaka down four with a basketball. Brayton to Boggs at the high post. And there's a steal by Jeffries. A little bit soft on the pass. Jeffries with a left hand lays it in.
All right, just getting caught up there.
Adams leads by six now. That pass needed to be a little bit crisper, and it had too much air underneath it, and Jeffries stole it easily. Brayton backing out, left wing Shively, into Boggs. Nice little move as he spins to the basket, and he will draw the foul.
That was a very nice move to get Shaq kind of up off his feet and kind of go up and under, and then ends up getting fouled on the other end by Columbus, who came in on the help side. Otherwise, it would have been an easy layup for Boggs.
Boggs dipped inside and then went outside and gets fouled, taking it up. He's just a 57% free throw shooter, and they said that that was a shot as well. He'll take it. He makes the first free throw and has 5 points. Makes it 27-22. I think if you're Mishawaka, if this game is around 6 points or so at the end of first half, mission accomplished?
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, based on where the score was at halftime, last time these teams met, and Mishawaka made it a game in the second half. So I think if they're within two possessions, that's a win right there.
27-23 with 17 seconds to play. Quintez Columbus dribbling between the circles. He gives it up and gets it back. Jeffries out to Columbus. He'll take the three. It doesn't go. The rebound knocked around. They still fight for it. It's picked up by Adams. The shot doesn't go from McClatchy, and that will be the end of the first half. 27-23, and again, Adams leads by four. They led by 15 points at Mishawaka when they played 2.5 weeks ago. So just to piggyback, I think that you'll take that any day of the week.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, two possessions, that's well within striking distance for Mishawaka. And like you said, they were down double digits at halftime before. So this is absolutely something that Klinsky will take. And we'll see where they go in the second half.
We're going to pause for just a minute. When we come back, we'll be joined by Clay head coach Doug Barnbrook. After that, the U.S. Sign Crafters scoreboard show. And then after that, Vince will have statistics as well. So back after this timeout with Doug Barnbrook, the coach of the Clay Colonials on 96.1 W. All right, Vince, we got about 45 seconds. Take us through some scoring real quickly.
All right.
Just do some individual stuff.
Absolutely. Jablonski has 8. Shively, 6. Boggs has 6. Great first half for him. And Snyder has 3. That's all the scoring for Mishawaka. For Adams, Columbus, game high 13 so far. Jeffries has 6. Foster has 5. Worsham has 2. And Shaq Johnson only with 1 point so far.
All right. And the halftime score is 27-23. I guess you've got a few more seconds if you want to hit any overall percentages or anything like that.
Well, Mishawaka is kind of lucky, and they forced it a little bit as well, but Adams only shooting 36% from the field so far, 10 of 28, while Mishawaka is shooting 50%, 7 of 14.
Wow. So that's 10 of 28?
Yes, sir.
But obviously a lot more shots.
Well, and the other stat, 11 offensive rebounds for Adams to 0,
and that's
for Mishawaka.
And that's the big one right there.
And that's unofficial, of course, but that's what I've been able to tabulate up to this point.
Second half begins. Adams with a basketball as the Rossini's Pizza third quarter is underway at the Penn 4A sectional. We've got Riley and Penn coming up later tonight. The official start time is 7:30.
No chance.
I will do cartwheels in the middle of the floor if that actually happens.
Okay, cancel the second
half.
Oh,
a big screen and a drive by Ben Foster for the layup. Easy pickings, and Adams leads by 6.
I'm ready to cancel the second half just so I can see you do cartwheels at midcourt.
More fans trickling in, and that is going to be a big matchup. And the second time in 3 years that Riley has been pitted in one of these first-round matchups that have the two top teams going head-to-head right away.
Well, and they've got, 5 or 6 days to get ready for it. I mean, everybody's talking about it. They're going to get a good crowd here tonight. So, I mean, it's going to be a great game. I don't care when it's played. We're guaranteed to get it. That's what I like.
Shively drives left side of the lane. Up and it crawls off. He draws the foul on Quintez Columbus. It'll be the second on the sophomore guard for the Eagles.
And a good drive there by Shively. Those are the ones you want to crawl in so that you got a chance at that three-point play, but he'll take his two shots from the free throw line.
And this is where these two teams, Ron Heklinski, I don't think he looked at the right stat sheet when he was talking about free throw disparity as Shively misses the free throw badly. He hit the lip on a line drive. Adams was 21 of 28 in the first meeting between these two. Mishawaka, 23 out of 28. They both took a lot of free throws, but that's really where Mishawaka was able to get back in it by driving, drawing fouls, and getting to the line. Shively goes 0 for 2. Might be the first time that's happened, or the second time, I think, this season that's happened for Shively. And the Cavemen still trail by 6. Missed driving layup by Foster. Pass outside. Jablonski trying to run it down. Columbus has it, and traveling is called on Adams.
Yeah, they had, what, 20-some free throws, I believe, 23 free throws last time they
23 had. Makes, yeah.
Yeah, 23 makes. I mean, that's a lot of free throws. And like I said, Mishawaka needs to take advantage of getting to the free throw line, and they're really not doing it up to this point. Only 5 of 8 so far.
Jablonski gave it up to Shively. Jablonski, top of the key, bounces inside to Boggs, puts it up over King, won't go off the window. Columbus with the Adams rebound. Down to the right corner, Foster, three, rims off, rebound is taken by Mishawaka, and a foul coming on the Eagles as well. It is
going to be on Shaq Johnson.
Shaq Johnson, his second.
Well, nothing could go better for Mishawaka than to get Shaq Johnson in foul trouble, especially considering he only has 1 point up to this point in the game.
Again, the first meeting between these two, Ben Foster was held to just 2 points. He averages just under 13 a game. He has 7 tonight. Shaq Johnson, though, who averages a team-best 16, has just the 1 point. Jablonski blocked by Jeffries on the right baseline. The block goes out of bounds. 6:22 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. Adams 29, Mishawaka 23. Shively looks, bounces it in for Donovan Snyder. Intercepted, though, by Foster. Taken right back by Boggs. Jablonski, three from the wing. He'll draw the foul.
And a great look there by Boggs. He was able to intercept that pass. And then in the air, find Jablonski on the wing for the three. And then Jablonski gets fouled shooting the three. So three free throws coming.
It's the third on Quintez Columbus, who leads all scorers with 13 points tonight. So Columbus picks up his third with 16 to play in the third. Three free throws coming for Grant Jablonski, and he hits the first one.
Well, I'm interested to see what Coach Johnston does here with Columbus. He's been his most consistent offensive threat, but with three fouls early in the third quarter, is he going to find some bench?
Second one rims off for Grant. Columbus sits down as Chuck Worsham comes back in.
He just gets the death stare from Coach Johnston as he goes to the bench. No words spoken. All he needed was a look.
You fouled a three-point shooter. Jablonski makes 2 out of 3. He now has a team-high 10, and it's a four-point game. 29-25 Adams. Foster on the left. Dribbles with the right hand. Passes down to the left corner. Worsham brings it down the baseline and draws the foul on A.J. Rosebush.
Yeah, a little bit of a touch foul there, but a good drive there by Worsham from the corner. He saw a lane, he took it, and Rosebush came in the help side and was able to get a little bit of the body. So Worsham goes to the line for two.
Rosebush really has not had many shots, if any, tonight. He's averaging 9 a game, and I mentioned it in the pregame that is on the rise for him, but he has not had many looks tonight. Just one shot, and he is scoreless. And again, he averages 9 a game. Worsham missed the first free throw. Another one coming. Rosebush sits down. He looks dejected as Ron Heklinski gives the senior tan man a pep talk as the much paler C.J. Fisher comes into the game.
No response. I just love every second of it.
Worsham hits 1 of 2 free throws. I mean, it's sectionals. We had to get at least one tan man reference
absolutely
in there, right? It's a 5-point game. Loose ball. Jablonski picks it up, bounces it up for Snyder. It's intercepted, though, by Shaq Johnson. Up court quickly, left corner. The three does not go, and C.J. Fisher rips the rebound out of there after the miss by Ben Foster. 30-25, a little look by Snyder, who drives to the baseline and then kicks it back out to the wing to Shively. Shively looking for a screen, sets up on the wing, passes to Donovan Snyder. Boggs flashing up high at the elbow. A screen by Fisher as Snyder goes to the right. Now Jablonski as Fisher sets another screen. Outside, Snyder through the lane, switches right to left. It catches the rim and falls through.
Nice little drive there by Snyder. Like you said, going from the right side to the left side to get the layup.
Reverse layup doesn't go for Ben Foster and Alex Boggs with a rebound. Mishawaka down three. Jablonski drives. It won't go, and Shaq Johnson takes the board for the Eagles. Up court quickly. Foster underneath has it blocked, but they'll call a foul.
Wow, tough call there for me if you're a Mishawaka fan, because two cavemen were right there on Ben Foster. He went up, looked like there was a lot of hands on a lot of basketball, but they're going to call Boggs with the body.
It'll be the second on Boggs, and Ben Foster back to the free throw line where he's 2 out of 3. He'll get a pair here. The first one spins the nylons. He has 8 points. And one more free throw coming. He's a 62% free throw shooter. Second one up, hits the lip, crashes for his own rebound, though, and keeps the possession alive for the Eagles. The lead is 4 on the right. The drive and the basket and the foul for Jeffries.
Oh, they're going to call an offensive foul.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
All right.
It was a very nonchalant call by the official. He's got to put his hand behind his neck. He's like, yeah, by the way, that was charging.
Yeah.
Some officials really like to
say,
show
when
that
it's
it was
a charge.
Yeah.
I mean, if you watch a college game these days, it's like those guys are making their money calling the offensive foul.
It's their time to shine.
It's a 4-point game. Bank shot doesn't go for Shively. Rebound out to Jablonski on the wing. And now it's stolen away. Foster coming up court, setting up in the lane, and another offensive call. And that time, I can confirm, Donovan Snyder was set in the lane, and it's going back the other way.
Yeah, he just kind of dropped the shoulder as he was heading into the lane, and that's a pretty easy call for the officials since they were the only two down there. And that's going to be 3 on Foster.
Yeah.
So 3 on Columbus, 3 on Foster.
They both come here in the third quarter with 4:26 to play in the third. Two starters, Quintez Columbus and Ben Foster, each with 3 fouls. Kyron McClatchy in the game, a screen by Fisher. Boggs and over to Shively. Mishawaka down 4 with a basketball. Shively stops his dribble up top, passes outside to Fisher. He'll hand it off to Jablonski, trying to pass to the wing, but it's going to be stolen by Worsham. Adams with a 4-point lead in the basketball, just under 4 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. The drive and the finger roll by Worsham. And the lead back up to 6 for the Eagles.
Yeah, once again, a miscommunication there by the caveman. Worsham kind of drove to the lane. Everybody kind of looked at each other like, you're going to come over and help, right? And nobody did.
And Ron Heklinski will take a timeout. There's 3:41 to play in the third quarter. It's Adams 33, Mishawaka 27, with 3 minutes and 41 seconds left in the Rossini's Pizza third. This is Mishawaka Cavemen Basketball on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Adams 33, Mishawaka 27, 3:41 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter here at the Palace at Penn High School. First of 2 sectional games tonight. Riley versus Penn coming up later tonight as more and more fans continue to trickle in. Raheem Brayton with a basketball for Mishawaka. Brayton, Fisher, Boggs, Snyder, and Shively on the floor for the Cavemen. Brayton out to Shively. Extended out on the left wing. Boggs comes out to set the pick. Shively penetrates, kicks it to Fisher. Down to the corner. Brayton, the 3 is strong. The rebound taken by Fisher, but a foul, it looks like, coming on Boggs on the board.
Wow, that's looked like 3 guys went up for it, and one guy came down with it. I didn't see any extracurricular.
It'll be the 3rd on Fisher. He scored just 1 point in the Adams game. Has Fisher taken any shots tonight?
He has not.
He did not take any shots against St. Joe, so C.J. Fisher has still made his last 7 field goals. He has not shot as much the last couple games, though.
Doesn't want to hurt the average.
That's right. Pull-up jumper does not go for Adams. Fisher takes his 3rd rebound of the night. 33-27. Adams leads Mishawaka. Raheem Brayton, 2 Adams players, including Shaq Johnson, in foul trouble. Johnson is back on the floor. Brayton, a 3 from the top of the key, doesn't go. Out of bounds as C.J. Fisher watches it bounce out of bounds because he was sure it touched a blue jersey of Adams, but the official said no, and it's going to be Eagle basketball.
I don't think Coach Heklinski liked that explanation.
He gave him an earful.
You know. But he's already got a bench warning, so you want to be careful.
That's true, too. 2.5 minutes to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. 33-27 Adams. Worsham crossover. Now crossover again. Spinning into the lane. Worsham puts it up. It won't go. Rebound is ripped out of midair by McClatchy away from Rosebush. Worsham over to Jeffries, to King, and over to the left, McClatchy. Little up fake and passes high to Shaq Johnson. Johnson gets the defender, Fisher, in the air. Outside, McClatchy, buries an open three-pointer.
Wow, McClatchy coming in, making a name for himself, the offensive board, and then a three on the same possession.
That is sixth three-point made this season, and it gives Adams a nine-point lead. That's the biggest for either team in this game. And here's Alex Boggs from the corner. He cues the three on demand. It's his first of the season. And back to the right, there's McClatchy again, answering with his second three in the last 20 seconds.
Wow, I can't even keep up over here. I was about to say, Boggs, 3 for 4 from the field. He's feeling it. Why not take a three? And as I'm putting it in, Adams goes right down and answers with McClatchy.
A foul is going to be called on Chuck Worsham. And I've just got to, you and I have talked about this, Vince. Not that Mishawaka wants to necessarily be overly urgent, but they're just a little too casual with how they're handling the ball on the perimeter, it seems like.
And that's kind of been an epidemic for them throughout the year. And that's why teams are doing what they're doing defensively. They're pushing up, and they're making Mishawaka take care of the basketball.
Timeout with a minute 19 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. Adams leads Mishawaka by 9 on WSBT. Minute 19 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Mishawaka with the basketball, trailing Adams 39-30. Biggest deficit of the game for either team. Right baseline pull-up does not go for Jablonski. Tip try doesn't go for Boggs, and the rebound ends up in the hands of Adams. Back the other way, Jeffries, and a block is going to be called on Devon Parker, it looks like.
Yeah, a lot of bodies flying around down there, but yeah, it looks like Parker's going to be called for it.
It will send Sidney Jeffries to the line. He's 2 for 2 at the stripe tonight, 58% for the season. He has 6 points this evening as he sinks the first one. And I keep saying this, it's like we see these free throw percentages and none of these guys shoot like what their percentages say they're supposed to be.
Yeah, you're not kidding. We bring good luck. You know, they want to shoot
must
well.
Must be it.
They know they're going to be on the radio. So, you know.
Jeffries, another foul shot coming. This one crawls off the lip, and Brayshawn White takes the rebound. 40-30, Mishawaka down by 10 now with a minute to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Out of bounds on the other baseline, and the Cavemen will inbound. To Jablonski on the right wing, looking and finds Fisher. Outside, under a minute to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. A drive by Jablonski, flips it up, an air ball. Brayshawn White, weak side rebound, trying to bounce it back to Jablonski. Stolen away, and a foul called as Jablonski and Jeffries get tied up, and a little extra pushing and shoving coming after the tie-up.
The refs do a good job of getting in there, making sure it doesn't escalate to anything.
The second on Jablonski with 43 seconds to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. That's team foul number 5 on the Cavemen. Adams has 6. Inbound, and Worsham has it. Racing up court, switching left to right, and scoops and drives and lays it in.
I'll tell you what, Worsham is at one quick player. I mean, he got coast to coast and weaved in and out of about 3 different Cavemen on that drive. He is quick, and if he can finish, he could be very, very dangerous.
Going the wrong way for the Cavemen right now. They trail by 12. Shively stops his dribble to the corner. Jablonski, the three, rattles around and finds the hole.
I don't think I've seen a three-point shot hit more rim than that one right there. Probably hit 4 times before it fell.
They needed badly to stop the bleeding, and Jablonski able to at least put a little bit of a Band-Aid on it. A heave by C.J. Fisher, and his shot streak of 7 straight field goals made will come to an end as he heaves it from the paint at one end of the floor and off the wall at the other behind the basket.
Just keep people on their toes that are hanging out underneath.
Yeah, we're going to have a stream of fans coming in and out as the Riley players at the end of the Rossini's Pizza third go to the locker room. It's Adams 42, Mishawaka 33 at the end of the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Back in 1 minute with fourth quarter action on 96.1. WSBT, the sports leader. Start of the fourth quarter, Mishawaka with a basketball, trailing John Adams 42-33. Brayshawn White spins through the lane. His shot won't go. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Devon Parker and Adams basketball.
Well, a great move by White. Just needs to finish that. It was a nice little 360 in the lane to go up and kind of had a uncontested shot there at the basket. Just has to bring that one home.
Adams outscored Mishawaka 15-10 in the Rossini's Pizza third, led by as many as 12. It's now 9 and a foul on Brayshawn White. That's his second. Grant Jablonski, the only caveman in double figures right now with 13. Alex Boggs has 9. Boggs, again, had a career game, 16 points on 8 of 10 shooting against Jimtown earlier this season. He hasn't been in double figures since then. Adams careless with a basketball, loses it out of bounds on the far side of the floor, and the cavemen get it. 7:23 remaining. Mishawaka, Vince, just hasn't found any sink in this second half.
Well, and we were kind of talking about it off the air. Adams is going to continue to put pressure up top, so they're going to have to find some way to get some back doors, some cuts, to get behind this defense.
Brayshawn White up fake at the free throw line, then pulls up just inside the line. Air ball, and Foster crashes for the Adams rebound. Out to the right wing, up fake by Foster at the top. He will give it up to Columbus, who has 3 fouls. Columbus and Johnson for Adams each picked up their third a couple minutes apart in the third quarter. Nick Hoopengarner has not played in this game, and he goes to the scorer's table right now. Foster dishes down low. Quintez Columbus gets fouled, taking it to the rim.
And I think they're going to call that on C.J. Fisher, which means that's his 4th foul.
Get your money's worth, young man.
Absolutely.
Could be your last one. Get your money's worth.
Hey, you know what? If I'm C.J. Fisher and my career has gone the way it has, how better to end it than to go out with 5 fouls?
I mean,
I'm just saying.
People who haven't listened, I mean, he's an All-State Rover, so, you know, a hybrid linebacker, defensive back for a semi-state football team as Columbus hits the free throw. He's a really good outfielder for the Cavemen baseball team as well. And Ryan Heklinski has said all season long, I mean, he's not the most skilled basketball player, but he'll give you effort, obviously, all night long.
I mean, I think I can safely say he's kind of been their 6th man all year. I mean, he gives, the minutes that he gives everything he's got. And that's the kind of player I want on my team.
Columbus hit both free throws, extends his game high to 15 points, and the Adams lead to 11 with 6:35 remaining. Shively pulls up from 15. That's going to be an air ball, and Foster pulls down the rebound.
I think you'll see Adams slow down here a little bit. There's no point in rushing things and getting this game moving at a quick pace.
Winner of this game gets Clay, a 4-win Clay team Friday. And Clay, we won't get into the whole thing, but they've had a lot of players who are their leading scorers during the regular season who will not be playing Friday night. So they're going to, I mean, a 4-win team already is going to have some trouble with whoever wins this game, as Ben Foster now gets hit with his 4th foul.
His 2nd offensive foul, I believe. Don't see that very often. But yeah, Coach Barnbrook's going to be counting on a lot of youth on his team. And you know, and that's tough for a first-year head coach, especially a team, like you said, with only 4 wins. But some valuable experience going into the offseason for sure.
Mishawaka down 11 with just under 6 remaining. Donovan Snyder up top 3. Doesn't go. Worsham with the rebound. And, again, the Cavemen just have not been able to get any offense going here in the second half. The entry pass, and Shaq Johnson gets fouled, taking it up, and he'll go back to the line.
And it looks like they're going to call that on Jablonski, which is going to be his 3rd.
3rd on Jablonski. Johnson to the line. Again, he's their leading scorer at 16 points a game, but has just 1 point tonight, 1 of 2 at the line.
What's he at for individual rebounds? Because he hasn't been super loud about his rebounds, I don't think.
I only have him for 4, and he averages 9.3.
Yep.
He had 17 the first time these two teams played.
Right.
Double-double. Hit the free throw to make it 45-33 with 5:43 remaining. Bend of the knees, a flick of the wrist. The free throw misses, but an offensive rebound by Jeffries. And Adams with a 12-point lead. Outside to Worsham. The Eagles will just be content to use as much clock as they can in any given possession. Worsham stops his dribble, guarded by Shively. Chad Johnston, the Adams coach, takes a full timeout. So we'll take a 1 minute break with 5:23 remaining in the fourth quarter. Adams 45, Mishawaka 33 on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. There's 5:23 to play here in the fourth quarter. Adams leading Mishawaka 45-33 on the first of two games here tonight on 96.1 WSBT. We'll have our regular Sonic Drive-In post-game show after the game. We're going to replay that interview with Steve Holler, the dentist from Warsaw, who was Red Butcher in the movie Hoosiers we had from last week. That was a lot of fun.
I'll tell you what, he had a sweet Hoosiers letter jacket on.
He did.
Man, that thing was awesome.
They should be selling those if they're not. Right corner three by Quintez Columbus. That could be the knockout blow as Adams goes on top by 15 with 4:48 to play. Sam Shively, one of the six seniors on this team, a deep three from the left wing, hits the lip. Jeffries has the rebound as Adams comes back to the other end offensively. Out to Columbus. Worsham crossover, step back three, doesn't go. Loose underneath, Shaq Johnson, offensive board in the put-in.
Well, and that's Shaq Johnson's game right there. He was able to box out, use his athleticism to get up there, get that board, and put the layup right back in. So offensive board and points, the exact opposite of what Mishawaka wants to see.
Now the lead is 17, and Mishawaka just keeps putting up threes. Devon Parker misses. Rebound to Adams. 50-33. The Eagles lead with 3 minutes and 52 seconds remaining. As the Palace at Penn continues to fill up for the main event coming up tonight between the Riley Wildcats and the host Penn Kingsmen. Pull up from 18. Air ball by Worsham. Rebound. They fight for it. Underneath, Shaq Johnson takes it and powers his way up and in.
Almost a mirror image of the last possession. Offensive board by Johnson. Easy layup.
Now the lead is 19 for Adams. Grant Jablonski, top of the key. The three misses. He tried to flop like TJ Gibbs did a few times last night for the foul, but didn't get the call. 3:11 remaining. Adams has the basketball, leading 52-33. Well, we talked about those free throws from the first meeting as Grant Jablonski has called for the foul. Mishawaka has just not done much attacking of the basket tonight.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, it's not the first time they've seen this defense. They knew that it was going to come, and they just haven't had an answer for the aggressive defense that Adams has put on the floor.
Donovan Snyder sits down with 3:03 remaining. Alex Boggs is back in. Caleb Williams is in for the first time as Quintez Columbus hits a free throw and has 19 points to make it a 20-point lead. And Ron Heklinski takes a timeout. 3:03 remaining in this sectional first-round game. It's Adams 53, Mishawaka 33 on WSBT. Three remaining in the fourth quarter. Adams leads Mishawaka 53-33 after a caveman timeout. This was just a 9-point game coming into this quarter, a 4-point game at halftime. And this is very reminiscent of what happened Friday with Mishawaka and St. Joe. It was close. St. Joe's defense really just buckled down and just like Adams has done tonight, extended out playing up top, and Mishawaka has just not found a way to solve it offensively.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting outscored 26-10. They haven't even scored here in the fourth quarter yet, and a lot of rust possessions trying to shoot threes to get themselves back into the game, but what happens then is if you don't make them, Adams goes down and they hit their shots.
Quintez Columbus misses the second of his two free throws. He had hit the first before the timeout. Shively with the rebound for Mishawaka. Boggs spins and passes outside to Jablonski, the only caveman in double figures. Caleb Williams around to the left. Raheem Brayton with a basketball. Back to Boggs between the circles. Boggs dribbles once and hands it off to Shively, who curls back to the left on the left side of the lane, blocked by Johnson. Loose ball, Boggs gets fouled taking it up.
That was a pretty nice block there by Johnson. Shively kind of knifed his way through the trees to get in there for the layup, but Johnson was having none of it. Was able to block it and save it from going out of bounds. Unfortunately for him, it went into the hands of a caveman. Alex Boggs is going to go to the line.
Len King whistled for the foul. Boggs, who is 2 for 2 at the line and stuck on 9 points, hits the first free throw and has 10. And I do believe that that is his first double-figure game since that Jimtown game. Boggs, a junior, will be a guy they're going to count on a lot more next year. He and Hoopengarner inside. They have some other young guys who look like could kind of supply some of that as well as the substitutions made. A.J. Rosebush comes in. Raheem Brayton will take a seat.
Mishawaka had 6 on the floor there for a little bit.
Yeah,
they had to be told, guys, we need to get one off.
2:32 remaining as Boggs hits both of his free throws. He's going to sit down, and Nick Hoopengarner, another junior, comes in for him. Shively will take a seat at the end of the bench as he untucks his jersey. He sits next to Steve Sheltraw. Thanks to him for supplying us with the stats all season long. Hoopengarner, Rosebush, Kyle Sears is in there now. Caleb Williams. Raheem Brayton is at the scorer's table. Did they send him back
well,
in?
Well, yeah, so they're saying he didn't check in properly. So they're going to send Shively back onto the floor and wait for the next stoppage of play. So,
which is ironic since you held things up because
right.
It's kind of like
and
golf etiquette or something.
With 2.5 minutes to go, I mean, right. I don't really understand.
Just keep it moving, guys.
The point, but whatever.
It's an 18-point lead for Adams. Under 2.5 to play. Quintez Columbus has the basketball. So Adams looking more and more like they've got a semifinal date with Clay coming up, and that'll be the 6 o'clock game Friday night. Columbus into the lane. Passes outside. Long dribble by Chuck Worsham. Back to Columbus once again. 2 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Adams leading by 18 points. Columbus comes into the lane, down to the left corner. Len King, 3 is good.
When the big man starts hitting threes, it's might be time to shut off the lights and call it a night.
His 10th of the season and his first points of the night. They will call a foul on the floor back at the other end. The guys on the floor right now, Kyle Sears, A.J. Rosebush, Nick Hoopengarner, Caleb Williams. Shively's going to take a seat as Raheem Brayton checks in officially and correctly.
The entire Adams bench comes onto the floor, and they're going to sub out all the starters for the last minute 42.
T.J. Mitchell, Jesse Morgan, Tavon Columbus, Kyron McClatchy, and Bryce Martins all on the floor as A.J. Rosebush gets his first point of what will be the last game of his career. He's a guy who started out in Mishawaka, went to Edwardsburg for a couple of years, came back last year. He's been one of the cogs of this team, and now Rosebush sits down for the last time as he slaps 5 with Devon Parker. So now you've got 4 juniors. Actually, 3 juniors, a sophomore, Devon Parker, and Kyle Sears, the only senior on the floor with a minute 33 remaining, and Adams leading by 19.
Well, Williams is a freshman, isn't he?
You're right. I forgot about that.
So we saw him earlier in the season before Shively came back to the team, and his minutes, I think, kind of went down when the senior, you know, came back onto the team, but
yep.
He's getting a few minutes here.
Jesse Morgan to the line. He's going to get a pair of free throws after being fouled by Hoopengarner. Morgan hit the first free throw to make it a 20-point game again, 57-37. Mishawaka with just 14 points here in the second half. Morgan's second free throw misses, out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Eagles. We'll say Hoopengrunner got a hand on it before it went out of bounds.
Insult to injury.
Inbound and coming down the left baseline. The driving layup does not go. The follow-up does not go for Tavon Columbus. Finally, Hoopengrunner has the board. Raheem Brayton with a basketball. Stops, pulls up from 15. It does not go. The rebound to T.J. Mitchell. Heading toward a minute to play in the ball game. Adams leading 57-37. A three-point attempt does not go for Bryce Martin. And the rebound to Devon Parker, and we've got under a minute to play. A little jab step and a pull-up air ball by Parker.
Nice move. Not a nice finish.
No. You could just feel the life sucked out of the gym as Adams extended the lead. Really, there's nobody that's that interested in this game with Penn and Riley coming up about a half an hour or so from right now.
I'm not even 100% sure the 10 players on the court are interested
yeah,
in the game
right.
at the moment.
That's a very good point.
But
we do have a timeout on the floor. We'll go ahead and keep it here.
Oh, okay. 48.3 seconds to go, and obviously when you get a bunch of young kids in the game, you know, you're just not – the continuity obviously goes away. I mean, Adams was clearly holding each possession and not wanting to shoot right away. Well, now that they've got their subs in, of course, those guys want to get some points on the board. So every time they get the ball, now they're going to want to shoot. So kind of throws off the continuity, and the same thing with Mishawaka.
Well, an unfortunate ending. Obviously, the football season ended on a much higher note, even
Absolutely.
Though it ended with a loss. They got all the way to semi-state. This was kind of an opportunity for Mishawaka to take on an underdog role tonight, but they would have been the favorite, even though they lost to Clay earlier this season. They would have been the favorite Friday, but that's all for naught right now. It's going to be Adams advancing, and you've got Adams and Clay in the first semifinal Friday night. We're only 48.3 seconds away from that being official.
And which means we're only 48.3 seconds away from it being official that Chad Johnston from Adams will be our second half interview.
That's right. The Adams head coach will join us at halftime of the second game tonight. Drive does not go for Martins. The offensive rebound taken by Morgan. His follow-up doesn't go. They continue to fight for it as Morgan gets another offensive rebound and is able to take it up and in. Also in the game, Matt Anella for Adams, and a blocked shot inside for Columbus. Tavon Columbus coming back the other way. It's out of bounds with 13.2 seconds remaining. 59-37. Adams leads Mishawaka with just 13 seconds left in this game. So the streak is going to continue for Mishawaka. This will be their eighth consecutive first-round sectional loss, and they have not won a sectional championship since I was in high school in 1986. I know I just dated myself, but layup good for Adams. 61-37 is the final, and that is the ball game. So Adams advances. They'll play in the first sectional semifinal. They will take on Clay, which got a first round bye, and I'm going to be honest, I'm not expecting that to be a whole lot closer than this game ended up
being. That one could be trouble. Like I said, a lot of inexperience from Clay, but you know, got to play the game.
Stranger things have happened.
You
that's
got
right.
That right.
Everyone likes this blind draw, so we'll see how it goes.
Us included.
That's well.
Well, me included. I don't want to speak for you.
We'll take a timeout. Back to begin the Sonic Drive-In postgame show. They have not started the next clock yet, the pregame clock for the next game, so we're a good 25 minutes or so at least away from that one. We'll begin the Sonic Drive-In postgame show after this on WSBT.
Welcome to the Mishawaka Cavemen postgame show, presented by Sonic Drive-In on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
Adams defeats Mishawaka 61-37. The Eagles will play at 6 o'clock Friday against Clay in the first sectional semifinal here at Penn. Mishawaka's season ends at 12-11 overall. Adams improves to 13-12. We've got Riley and Penn coming up. Still at least 25 minutes from now. They have not started the pregame clock, but the Sonic Drive-In postgame show begins, and Vince will run down some scoring.
Well, obviously, some of these stats are going to be a little skewed since towards the end there, Mishawaka was just hoisting threes, trying to get back into this game. But overall, Mishawaka shot 28% from the field. That's 10 of 36. They were 6 of 15 from three, 11 of 15 from the free throw line, which is 73%. They had 8 points in the paint and 21 overall rebounds. South Bend Adams shot 41% from the field, 21 of 51. They were 6 of 14 from 3 for 43%. Only 13 of 21 from the free throw lines. We'll keep an eye on that stat moving forward for the Eagles. But they almost doubled up Mishawaka in rebounds with 41 total. Offensively, unofficially, 6 to 20 on the offensive rebounds. So, again, that stat is fairly glaring coming out of this game. So a little
bit worse than the first time.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, a little skewed there towards the end, but still, it seemed like when Adams was getting offensive boards, they were coming in chunks.
Yep.
Individual scoring for Adams, Quintez Columbus led all scorers tonight. He had 19 points, 7 of 12 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Ben Foster, better than last time. He had 8 points tonight, 2 of 9 from the field, 1 of 5 from 3. 3 of 5 from the free throw line. Jeffries had 7 points tonight. He was 2 of 4 from the field. Chuck Worsham, the speedy little sophomore, he had 7 points tonight. 3 of 10 from the field. Shaq Johnson, still quiet offensively. He had 6 points. 4 coming there in the fourth quarter with offensive boards to go with him. He was 2 of 4 from the field. McClatchy, big off the bench, hit his only 2 3-pointers. He was 2 of 4, so he had 6 points. And let's see, Lynn King, he was 1 of 2 from the field. It was a 3, so he had 3 points. Morgan was 1 of 2 from the field, and he hit 1 of 2 from the free throw line, so he had 3 tonight. And rounding out the scoring for the Adams Eagles was Mitchell. He had hit his only shot, and so he had 2 points tonight. For the Mishawaka Cavemen, Grant Jablonski led the scoring for them. Let's see, he was 3 of 10 from the field, 3 of 6 from three-point land, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. He had 13 points tonight. Alex Boggs had 11 points tonight, 3 of 5 from the field, hit all 4 of his free throws, hit his only 3-point shot. Sam Shively, 2 of 8 tonight from the field, 1 of 3 from 3. Uncharacteristically, 1 of 4 from the free throw line, so he had 6 points tonight. Donovan Snyder, 2 of 3 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3, he had 5. And rounding out the scoring for the Cavemen, A.J. Rosebush. He missed his only shot from the field, but he hit both his free throws, so he had 2 points tonight. So your final score, Mishawaka 37, South Bend Adams 61.
Sonic Drive-In post-game show. Sonic is open until midnight. Visit Sonic on your way home for a post-game snack. Sonic on West Douglas Road in Mishawaka, just west of Main Street, also in South Bend and at Michigan City. So that takes us to the Jays Crunchers, crunch time play of the game, powered by Crunchers Potato Chips, and here it is right now. Jablonski has it stripped away. Worsham charging up court with a right hand, has it blocked as Brayshawn White comes flying out of nowhere to knock it out of bounds.
What an amazing block. I was watching the ball come down the court, and all of a sudden, White comes flying out of nowhere to just get all ball, knock that thing out of bounds.
Brayshawn White with his 8th block of the season. He ended up scoreless tonight in his final career game. He did have 3 rebounds, though. And again, your Crunchers Crunch Time play of the game is powered by Crunchers Potato Chips. Add some real crunch to your holiday party. Pick up a bag of Jay's Crunchers, or just any party, really. I guess you've got Memorial Day and 4th of July on the horizon.
Oh,
St. Patrick's Day if you're having a St. Patty's
party. Say it
party.
Ain't so, baby.
Penn is taking the floor. They still have not started the 20-minute pregame clock for that, so we are still, we're looking at close to 8 o'clock as we figured it would be by the time Penn and Riley are going to tip off. Hats off, though, to the 6 seniors for Mishawaka. C.J. Fisher. We'll see. I mean, and most of them are going to be out there on the baseball field, for that matter, this spring. C.J. Fisher, Sam Shively, Grant Jablonski, and A.J. Rosebush will all be out there. Kyle Sears and Brayshawn White, the other two seniors. And then just in terms of baseball, Donovan Snyder, another outfielder, will be out there for John Hemmer's squad as well. So a lot of these guys, three-sport guys, which just love to see.
Oh, absolutely.
We've got a couple All-State guys, Sam Shively, C.J. Fisher, Grant Jablonski, who's played great both in football and basketball. Snyder as well, the halfback on the football team, and the guard. As we spin this forward to next year, I mean, there's going to be some turnover when you lose six guys, and a lot of scoring there always is, and we'll see how this thing kind of reshapes. There are a couple athletes on that Mishawaka JV who are going to see one, Johnson, right, who transferred from Clay.
Yep,
only allowed to play JV this year, and he's probably, arguably, the best athlete on the team, so he'll be there the next couple of years, but, I mean, who knows what we'll see by the time next year rolls around.
A lot can happen. You know, we were talking about Clay last year having a bunch of young kids coming up, and then all of a sudden coaching change, bunch of guys transfer.
Yep.
So, I mean, you just really never know what you're going to get. But, you know, that's what's fun about high school sports is, you know, you graduate a great group of seniors and you see who's going to step up and take their spot.
Hey, by the way, happy birthday to Chris Harness. Speaking of great.
Well, there you go.
Football caveman, Mishawaka's all-time leading rusher, celebrating his birthday today. He is heading for Marion University to keep his football career going. And, of course, he and Brad Taylor and some other guys from the football team will be out there running some track this spring as well. So good luck to all the spring athletes, and great careers by the six seniors who have been a big part of this team the last couple of years since we've been involved. Good luck to all of them down the road in anything they decide to do. So again, the final here tonight, Adams over Mishawaka, 61-37, and it'll be Adams and Clay in the first semifinal at 6 o'clock Friday here on WSBT. Thanks to all of our sponsors for a great season, Midland Engineering Company, School City of Mishawaka, the Mishawaka Education Foundation, Thor Industries, Legacy Heating and Air, Beef O'Brady's of Granger, Troyer Carpets, Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage, Ace Maytag, Wings Etc., Edward Jones, LaGrange County Country Dodge, Sonic Drive-In, Kern Outdoor Living, Rossini's Pizza, Zolman Tire and Auto, Jay's Crunchers Potato Chips, Gulfstream Coach, Food Bank of Northern Indiana, Hearth and Home, and U.S. Sign Crafters. And speaking of which, Matt Embry has the U.S. Sign Crafters scoreboard show coming up. And after that, you will hear from Steve Holler, who played Rate Butcher in the classic movie Hoosiers. We talked to him last week at halftime, and we'll have that interview coming up. And about 16 minutes from now, we've got Riley and Penn in the marquee matchup of the first round. That is coming up on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
And Matt Embry in the U.S. Sign Crafters studios following Mishawaka's 61-37 defeat at the hands of the Adams Eagles. Adams advances to the next phase of the Penn Sectional on Friday when they will take on the Clay Colonials. That game will, of course, also be on 96.1 FM WSBT, the sports leader. Elsewhere on the U.S. Sign Crafters scoreboard, Warsaw at the half leads Memorial 32-17 at Northside Gym. Close game going on between Marion and St. Joe, just underway in the second half. Marion with a 25-24 lead. Jerry Bracey with 9 points to lead all scorers for the Knights. Earlier today in 3A action, Northwood and Wawa C defeats Fairfield 53-33. And also another final in Class 2A, Westview, a winner over Central Noble 60-47. Don't